Simon & Schuster Audio presents Faith in the Valley, written and read by Ianla Van Zandt.
It is hard to feel good when there is something bad going on in your life. It doesn't even have to be real bad. There are times when even a little badness is enough to strike fear in the hearts or confusion in the minds of the best of us. It's even harder to feel good when something bad is going on in your life if you consider yourself a spiritual person or one who is on the spiritual path. Those of us who fit in this category have another problem to deal with. We beat up on ourselves about feeling bad because everybody knows spiritual people should never feel bad. When I get mad about feeling bad, I always reach out to my spiritual sister and prayer partner, Shahira, the Reverend Linda Stevens. Inevitably, I start the conversation by saying, "I know I shouldn't feel this way, but I do." I love Shahira. She is such a spiritual human. As soon as the words are out of my mouth, she reminds me, "Ia," that's what she calls me, "if you didn't need to feel this way, you wouldn't." She reminds me that there is always something going on that I need to see, and she helps me see it. That's what problems are, you know. They are vision tests. They remind us to look beyond what we see to what we know on the inside. They challenge us to broaden our perspective and alter our approach to life. When we do not remember what we know and how to put it into practice, we end up in a place I call the valley. A valley is a vision test, cleverly disguised as a bad situation which has come into our experience as a challenge to our perspective. We have all had valley experiences, lonely, painful, confusing experiences we may believe we do not deserve, should not have, and cannot get out of. We often call valleys problems and get really mad, upset, or frightened when confronted by them. In the process of being mad or frightened, we often miss the lesson. A valley is a life situation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?